You're listening to The Edge with Mike and Josh on Hope FM
103.9.
Trip when they heard him speak, control the king.
hunger, a longing to escape from the life I live when I'm away. So let's go there, let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is to let love replace all love. Make our escape. Come on, let's go there.
Back here on The Edge. That's right, folks. It's time to delve into the mind of Mike to find out just what it is he's thinking about this week. So for Mike's mind, here's Mike.
That's right. Thanks, Josh. This week, I'm pulling out the mental punching bag, and it's shaped like my home state, the boot. I'm talking about Louisiana. So for those unfamiliar with the show on HBO, Last Week Tonight, it's basically HBO's version of The Daily Show. So even if you've never seen it, you probably know whether you love it or you hate it just from saying it's like The Daily Show. But regardless, this is what they covered, and it was America's criminal justice system by paying particular attention to how the system works here in Louisiana. They went to the New Orleans district attorney. They talked to Harry Connick Jr., the acting district attorney of Caddo Parish. They talked to people over here in my parish, Calcasieu Parish. And if you're in the States and you're wondering what the heck is a parish, it's like a county. We just call them parishes. So there's a video of it on YouTube, and it is absolutely a joke the way our criminal system works here in the States, and especially in Louisiana. And I can say from experience, I have been done wrong by our criminal justice system. Not as bad as some of these guys in this story. So here's how it works in Louisiana. We are not... So in every other state in the union, it will take 11 jurors out of the 12 to convict. Or if you don't have, all 12, then you can't convict. It's one of the two. Here in Louisiana, all you got to worry about out of the 12 jurors is 9 of them. If you can get 9 to say guilty, you're going to the pokey.
Mm.
And that's why we have one of the highest conviction rates in the country. We also have one of the highest overturned rates in the country. Because people have been wrongly accused of crimes they did not commit. One of the guys in the story, or in their little video package, he had been in prison for 45 years. And they finally found out that he was innocent.
Wow.
Now they talked to the Caddo district attorney about this case. And that dude had the gall to say, well, the justice system worked for him. Sometimes it doesn't work in a speedily process, but he's out now, isn't he? After 45 years in prison, that's what you got to say to a man who is wrongly convicted?
Wow.
Now, my story real quick. A guy with the same name as me. First, middle, and last name. Do you guys have hurricanes and stuff like that in Australia? They know what a hurricane is?
Cyclone.
Okay. A cyclone, which what we call hurricanes here in the state, cyclone came through New Orleans, Louisiana. It's called Hurricane Katrina.
Foobarred. Oh, we know Katrina.
Okay.
Yeah, we know Katrina. Yeah.
Foobarred the city, if you remember. Now, with that came some shiesty construction workers. These guys stole a check, an insurance check, from one of the people who are wanting to get their house fixed, and they ran off with it.
Mm.
Thousands of dollars. They couldn't find the dude, right? Now, usually when they show a lineup for somebody to pick out the criminal, it's what they call a six-pack. It's six pitchers. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, they just pulled my picture off the DMV website of my license, showed it to these people, and mind you, this is like 8 or 10 years after Katrina, so they're looking for retribution, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the guy? Yeah, that's the guy. So they come and pick me up. I spend 8 days in our local jail here, / mini prison, CCC, Calcasieu Correctional Center. And then I spend 1 day in the worst jail in America. Right before that, our local, I'm sitting in jail, and our local news organization had a story about how in New Orleans jails, these dudes have weapons, guns, knives, they got drugs, they got beer. It's all getting funneled into them in this prison. And that's where I'm going. So I spend 1 day there. They know it's not me after they see, because they got one of the guys. He's already told them what this guy looks like. It is nothing like me. But they still keep me in the loop for 3 months to do a retrial. And all the time knowing that I'm the sole provider for my house and I can't work until this gets resolved. And they keep me in the loop for another 3 months just to go back to court for them to say, we got the wrong guy. And next. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, this is terrible. It should have never have happened. Next court case.
Dude, that's the epitome of injustice.
But then the worst part is, you still, after you're done with that whole thing, you still have to fight to clear your name. Because you still have arrest records on your name that you've been arrested for a felony.
Yeah.
Even though the judge did sign a motion of to clear my record, expungement, you still have to go around yourself to all these agencies and stay on them for them to do it. And even though the judge signed off on it, if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it.
Wow.
So it took about a year and a half for me to finally get my full name clear in the National Registry, in the State Registry, and the Local Registry.
Bro.
Terrible. So that was Mike's mine.
Well, you know, I congratulate you for having the courage to share this because this is the first time I've actually heard it in depth. I sort of knew what was going on. I sort of got contacted by your wife. She sort of gave me an abridged version of what's happened. Dude, that's a gross injustice. And
but I tell you what, this will be another time for another episode.
Yeah.
But it is amazing what God did for me in that time. In Calcasieu Correctional Center and in New Orleans.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that he was there.
Yeah.
And that'd be a story for another episode. It was absolutely amazing.
I'll tell you what, man. Maybe for the download, I'll give that to you. Not this week, but maybe next week, and I'll let you share that. That was... that's not how I expected Mike's mind to go at all. I feel... Wow.
Yeah, so my story, not as big as the guy that was in there for 45 years, but it's set up to send people to prison because it is a privatized organization that makes money off of prisoners, which I'm pretty sure a lot of these lawmakers, a lot of these attorneys get some kickbacks under the table. It's set up to send people to prison. It's not set up to keep people out of prison. To keep innocent people out of prison.
Wow.
And now, it's terrible. Wow.
Now if they had listened to our old show, The Edge, when we were on 90.3 KYLC out there on American Family Radio, they would know that there was a particular time where we had to go and clean your yard, and we were both giving ourselves man points because we had scored some calluses on our hands.
Yes.
Now, if they had known... have you ever built anything in your entire life besides, maybe IKEA furniture or something like that?
I don't even do that. I let the wife do that. She enjoys it. Hands off. I let her do it.
So there you go. Like, overwhelmingly, they obviously just wanted to point a finger. Dude has the same name. Yep. But they didn't check and see if you had any calluses on your hands? Come on, what kind of detective work is that?
Exactly. No. No detectives were even involved. Nobody from New Orleans Parish came down, interviewed me, or talked to me. It was arrest this dude with no bond.
So somebody wanted a payday.
Yeah. The people wanted retribution. And you know what's funny? This is what killed me. So I'm thinking the whole time, okay, well, obviously this guy has my first, middle, and last name. Okay.
Yeah.
I see how this is going on. When I meet the guy, look, the only person, I know this is running long, I'm going to wrap it up here. The only person that told me they were sorry that this happened to me was the guy who got caught.
So the actual dude.
His name was Darren. And Darren wouldn't give up the whereabouts of the other two people.
Yeah, okay.
But he did testify on my behalf. When the prosecutor came in, he looked at Darren and he said, "Do you see the Mike Oleander that you know in this crowd?" And he's like, "No." And he points at me. He was like, "Have you ever seen this gentleman in your life?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Okay." So him and my attorney went into the room and they banged out all the details or whatnot of what was fixing to happen when my docket got called up.
Yeah.
But he looked back at me and he said, "Man, I'm so sorry this happened to you, dude." And I'm like, "You know what? I appreciate that. Thank you." And he was like, I can imagine how terrible this is for you." And that meant a lot. And then he got up there and he was like, "You know, is this the Mike Oleander that is described in this case?" And he's like, "No, sir, it's not." "How long have you known the Mike Oleander described in this case?" He's like, 30 plus years. "What does the Mike Oleander in this case look like? Describe him to me." 5'8", red hair, blue eyes.
That is so not you.
No. And so I'm pretty sure they saw my picture from CCC and my new picture from the New Orleans jail, and they were like, "Holy crap, we got the wrong dude." Because they didn't even call me in for court. I had court the morning I got there. I stayed there in intake for about 5 hours. Then I got transferred to the tents outside in New Orleans jail. And I kept telling, you know, my guard, "Hey, I got court this morning."
Yeah.
And he was like, "You're not on any list I got." I'm like, "What is going on here?"
Yeah.
And so they didn't call me into court. And I think that was the reason. And when the judge asked, "Where's Mike Oleander?" They were like, "I don't know. Oh, beats me." Yeah, you knew exactly where I was because I was the wrong dude. And then it just went on from there.
Wow, this gross injustice has got me intrigued. So I'm really interested now, and I'm sure everybody else is, to hear about how God was with you in that situation. But we'll save that for a download. But we're going to take things up a notch because it's time to transition into straight 7 turn to 11. Now, we're going to start things off with Avarice by Earth Groans. And then we're going to go with Lifelong, Found a Way. Going to follow that on with Norma Jean and Blueprints for Future Homes. And Phineas with Communion for Ravens. And then Mike's going to kick off the last three.
Yeah, followed by Demon Hunter, Infected. He is Legend, The Seduction. And O Sleeper, We Are the Archers.
That's right. It's a very solid straight 7 turn to 11, so make sure your face is firmly attached to your head because there will be some rocking going on.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in to Mike and Josh here on The Edge, Hope FM 103.9.
Back.
With Mike and Josh on Hope FM 103.9.
Yeah. hollow street, oh, to the nameless, a hooded child.
Communion for it!
Source for today's best Christian rock, The Edge, on Hope FM 103.9.
Straight with can't complete what I'm good enough. I can't do this alone. 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 No.
Back here on the Edge, that last one was We Are the Archers by O Sleeper and Micah Kennard in his beautiful siren song voice. Moving on, we've got the Artist Spotlight, and we're going to be talking about a band called Scarlet White, and for that, I'm going to throw it over to Mike.
That's right, Scarlet White's an American rock band formed in Three Rivers, Michigan, 2008 by guitarist Dan Hill. Dan was in several bands prior to Scarlet White, getting his passion for music after attending a Creed concert, Josh.
Verified.
After many lineup attempts, Scarlet White consists of Dan Hall, Spencer Minor, and Erica Whalen. Scarlet White has released two albums, Scarlet White and The In-Between. The In-Between was recorded by GCR Recording Studios in Buffalo, New York, owned by Robbie Tackick of the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, the band released their third full-length studio album in November 2017, titled The Other Side. The Other Side was also recorded at GCR Audio. The band also released the first music video to the song Worthy in October 2015. Man, that song is so good. And that video is amazing as well. Worthy peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Christian Rock chart. Right now, their single Falter, which you will hear tonight, along with Worthy. Falter is charting right now at the number 29 song on the Billboard Christian Rock chart. Now, we talked to these guys a long time ago. I don't know if you remember this, Josh, on one of our live shows we used to do on YouTube. And we talked to their drummer at the time, but he's no longer with them. And Josh, I know they would be down. We need to get these guys back on the show. This time, we don't need a drummer. We need the lead singer, Spencer.
Yes. I've just discovered these guys because you just threw all this stuff to me and said, hey, check these guys out. And I can see the Creed love there. Absolutely. And I can also see these guys. They would be a good lineup with TFK.
Oh, most definitely. And in fact, the artists that they say were instrumental in forming their sound were 1,000-Foot Crutch, We as Human, Random Hero, 7-Day Slumber, Decipher Down, Project 86, Children 18-3, Skillet, Pillar, Flyleaf, Red, 12 Stones, A Little Black, POD, Fireflight, and Nine Lashes.
Awesome stuff. So that was a really great artist spotlight. So coming up next, we're going to listen to the three tracks that we mentioned, starting off with Falter, and then going to Worthy and Running Through the Storm. This is all from the artist spotlight of Scarlet White. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Mike and Josh here on The Edge, Hope FM 103.9.
drifting away. You feel like nothing will change. Can you hear me say you're fine? Numb to the pain. Will you feel anything again? Oh, you're irreplaceable, and I can't stand to see you like this. And though you've been stronger now, and I will take the weight from your heart.
Oh, SOS, cause you need a beat.